find something which matches all the people. And I mean, over the while, it can be really nasty or annoying having the same smell. If it's really a strong smell or something, for example.
Yeah, I mean, what exactly what? Well, let's save that conversation.
So we have 1 hour.
Do they have a crunch tag in the transcript since, you know, our snack is right to you?
Oh, we're starting.
So what's your name again?
Pauline.
Pauline?
Oh, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Chad.
And Rob.
Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, what website is going to be enhanced by, you know, what, maybe cooking sites or something, but...
Yeah, think about selling perfume, for example. You want to give people a taste of it.
Flower order sites, maybe.
Yeah. Or even chocolate, pralines, all kind of stuff you'd like to rev up and send somebody.
So who needs to buy air fresheners, right? Just log on to a website.
Anything with a scent.
If you're online forever, you don't need this to buy. You don't need to buy it. You just. So can we start?
Oh, that's yeah.
So my understanding is we can use either paper, right? Paper or doing something on a video or playing something. Is that true? Can do role.
Yeah.
So what about if we, if one of us is playing this I smell?
How do you mean?
I mean, we build something by paper, which is neon blue, and somebody's wearing it and feels like his eye smell. And then whenever he or she comes around, then people are really attracted to and they like the smell. Or
I suppose you could also use it to repel people you didn't want
to.
Yeah,
you could surf to the Crime Lab website.
A what?
The Crime Lab website, you know. I'm sure there's plenty of foul smells there. The farm website. You know. Sorry. Multiple uses.
So it need to have an on-off button which works.
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Probably if people wanted you to visit their website, they wouldn't put send commands in the in the farm website.
Right? Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. So what are the advertisements aimed at the typical computer user like? You know, it's usually like, well.
Well, one thing is
they're pandery, right? I mean, it's like, you know, look at all this great new stuff, blah blah. You know.
There's often a cute slogan.
Yeah.
As with Macintosh products.
What do you want to smell today? You know.
Why don't we? Do you know the German advertisement with Boris Becker about? It's about AOL.
No.
It's about the. AOL as an using AOL as an internet provider, and he's just saying I'm in, which is at least in German kind of ambig. And why don't we reuse that? Not I'm in, but something. I see.
I smell.
I smell.
Hello.
Well,
that's also ambiguous, right?
Yeah, true.
You can smell too. For only $29.95.
Well, there might be two groups of customers. One group is the one using it for advertising their own stuff, and the other one is using it for getting better feeling from the internet or whatever.
So your customers can see how you smell.
No, they can smell how you smell.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I mean, we're supposed to aim it mainly at the end user, right? So
Right, so we're not targeting the companies who have to then.
Yeah, but if you have a home page, for example, you might even put a smell on your homepage.
Yeah, right, but this is the device that allows you to... This isn't what allows you to put the smell in there, right? This is what...
Nope.
Right, we assume that's some sort of advanced scripting tag that just happens to work with this device.
And you don't want to try that smell before.
I don't know.
Okay, so the end user will be the one who wants to smell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we change the product a little bit, or can we put some features on? Well, we can, for example, I mean, we will have an on-off button.
Where you can
put off everything, and we can even have a filter.
You need a filter, yes, a neutralizer button.
Something like that, you say, okay, I like only like to have the good smells and not the bad ones. And we just leave it open, what is good and what is bad.
Yes.
You can customize it. What about that?
Sure.
Do you guys think that this should be marketed as a serious product, or the advertisement should probably have humor in it, seeing as though the only things it can be used for aren't exactly important or business related?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's frivolous uses for this.
Anything so?
So it should...
Well, there are a few products that would have to, that could have a serious use for it, right? I mean, you know, like, it was a Tanya or Chad said, you know, for perfume marketers, for instance, you know, this is actually a high-value product, I think. And for the user, I think it's useful in that way, too, in a serious way. But for everything, you know, for other stuff, I think you're right. It's
very small.
It's a toy.
I guess it is important for perfume advertisements, but beyond that, there's not a whole lot.
Then again, I guess most computer stuff for most computer users is really just a toy.
Oh, right, yes. So. I mean, what, how do most people use their machines? To surf, to play games.
Oh yeah, games. I mean, that would be a great thing if you, for example, you're playing, what about, well, I don't know, Doom or something, and you really smell the blood.
Smell the sulfur. Hell yeah.
Smell the burning flesh when you're using a flamethrower.
Or the sports games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an angle I didn't consider. So for gaming and for...
Shopping?
For browsing, yes. Mm-hmm.
The game industry is probably more important because it's
a lot more money.
Larger.
So, for example, if you go hunting, you might smell your...
Yeah.
You can't go hunting in a game if you don't smell. I mean, by smelling, you can even look far. Is it far? What is it?
Further.
Further than the screenshot.
Yeah.
What if...
Then you need a strong eye smell.
Well, the people buying hunting games, I don't know. It's
mystery games could be, solve the puzzle kind of games.
Right.
And it must be possible to regulate the intensity of the smell, so that's another feature.
Yeah. Well, so...
Like a volume knob on a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any other markets besides the two that we mentioned?
The porn industry.
Well, that usually does drive technology,
not
right?
Bad. But
I don't know.
We want to advertise that?
Probably not, I guess. It's a big industry.
Uh-huh.
It's the reason for streaming video.
Could be the reason for eye smell.
Maybe we can put it a different way.
I don't know. I might pay money to have no smell on the porn. Depending on what country it's from, maybe.
Well, maybe you can plug it into your PDA, and then you have your deal with your deodorant. You can put it under your arms.
Yes, yes.
You can give your own typical smell.
Oh yeah.
So it must be portable.
Yeah. How big is the eye smell?
It's small. Mm.
You can have the Eye Smell Junior. It's on your belt.
Super. Now we have the iPad Compact and the Eye Smell Compact.
Yeah.
Then we have the powerful Iceman with a really huge intensity. Yeah. So you can fill huge rooms with it.
So yeah.
It's also unnecessary.
Yeah, and then we are at the same thing with the movies.
And then you can also market it to movie goers.
Yeah.
And but then it's not like an internet thing. It's
well, right. Well, it depends. I mean, movies are going to be delivered over the net at some point.
And all the pop stars can have really nice smells during their concerts.
Okay, so gamers, shoppers. Can you target both of these people with the same ad?
I think so. No. One might be predominantly women and the other might be predominantly male.
Right.
So shopping over the internet is predominantly women? Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not sure.
It's
I just assume so.
Shopping for perfume probably is.
Well,
maybe not.
I learned last time that it's a typical male domain buying perfume.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's so nasty buying perfume for men because, I mean, they came home and then, where have you been? And you can't say anything because it's a gift. Mm. So maybe you want to buy it over the internet.
Yeah. So what type of thing? Print? Television ad.
People spending lots of time in front of the computer.
The advantage of a print ad, I suppose, would be that you could actually put some sort of fragrance in the ad.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they do with perfume advertising. You can't do that over TV.
Right.
So there are some people who are really, they don't enjoy to go shopping by themselves. They prefer to stay at home. In their room. They are young.
Yeah, so I think the easiest might be to do like a print ad in a gaming magazine, someone playing, you know, some first person shooter or something like that.
Yeah.
And,
what's that?
Refresh beans or black beans or whatever.
And, you know.
In a game magazine?
Yeah.
But this only goes for the gamers, not
right,
for the
right.
shoppers.
So maybe you have two. Because I think it's going to be tough to get the point across to both of these people with one ad, I think, you know.
Unless you do something that's really simple. It seems like the obvious thing to do, which isn't necessarily right, but because it's like neon blue and it has the little eye, just like the iMac, it seems like it would be in the same kind of marketing realm as like the iMac commercials that are all like blank white behind them, and they're really simple, and they have really short slogans. But I don't know if I'm voting for that way.
So you're more thinking about something which is highly specialized to the group you think there will be most people buying it?
That was my idea. I mean, given that there's only two such groups, I think, that we've identified, you know, really strongly.
Well, there might be people who want it that we wouldn't even realize, or maybe they don't even realize I want it yet.
Right.
Yeah, I think what with such a new device, so let's assume that it's a really new device and nobody ever saw and had this eye smell, then maybe we need to advertise it to some kind of broader group because people have to find out that they really need it.
Smell what you've been missing.
Yeah.
Smell what you've been missing. Internet experience has not been complete.
So what about a commercial, like before and after?
So what's the before and after conditions?
Well, the difficult thing is that we don't have such kind of things, so that you can't show the people how it is before and after. So even
you'd have to do something like you'd have to do something like. Well, you could use it. Something like with color and black and white, so the commercial could, you know, start out with black and white, and they're surfing, and then they come back and bring home the iSmell or whatever, or they order the
right.
iSmell over the internet or something.
But that doesn't give you the feeling.
Well, no, and then the first thing that, so they open the box, and the only it's still black and white, but the iSmell is blue,
mm-hmm.
and then they plug it in and surf to a new site, and the whole commercial becomes color.
Colorful.
Yeah, so now the sensory experience is more complete, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a TV ad, there's no way to convey smell exactly, so, I mean, it's the kind of, use color to convey smell, right?
Right.
So the thing is, can we assume here that we will have such a device? So that, okay, I forget about. If we put it into a magazine, we can have this surface to scratch on so that they smell something.
So you could have a similar thing. In a magazine that is also black and white with no smell, color with smell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 2-page ad or something.
Right.
We could even go further and give the black and white, you know, have them sitting in front of a vax or something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or an old PDP-11, even better.
Uh-huh, yeah. Even without internet?
Right, I mean the whole thing. If we could...
What about somebody playing Pac-Man on an Apple whatsoever?
Do we still have that Macintosh?
Oh yeah, it's being used to to hold up a preamp.
So
you have somebody sitting in front of this antiquated piece of equipment.
Right.
Obviously bored with life.
Because
his or her internet experience is woefully incomplete.
Playing a two-dimensional Pac-Man.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there's somebody with a nice new machine, color, smell.
Or we do it like an evolution. First we have this Pac-Man on the Apple, and then we have a little bit more fancy game, but still two-dimensional on a color TV, on a colored screen. And then we have really like Doom or something else. And then we have smell. What is that? How's that?
I actually don't know if the game is really necessary to convey what we're trying to convey, right? I mean,
right.
I think just... old equipment, bored looking person.
If you go with the game, then you sort of lose the shopping market too, right?
Yeah.
So if you do the whole transformation into color without really without really saying anything about what they're doing.
Okay.
If we've got to come up with one ad, you have a whole targeted campaign then in gaming magazines or whatever too, but
is one of our goal here just to come up with an idea, or are we producing this advertisement as well?
Vicky? Oh, she's not there.
I'm not sure if we have to describe the ad or actually...
Well, I mean, she gave us...
We can play the
stuff
ad.
Stuff to work with.
Right.
We can use the Apple, have a Pac-Man stuff on it. Or is it still running?
But we need black and white film to actually film the ad, right?
That's, yeah, we would need black and white film. Perhaps a print concept would be...
Right.
Would be more appropriate.
No, we can play it. One is playing the really bored people in front of the Apple, and then we have another, let's say, three or four people screaming and yelling and sitting behind the...
behind the pontiff there.
And clicking in the internet and playing. I mean, these two things maybe. And then we build a small neon blue box and put it... right in front of the new computer.
I still think we would need the concept part, because a big part of the commercial would be the black and white with the old stuff. And if you can't show the black and white part of the commercial, then...
Oh, no, we're just playing it in front of the judges, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, they still wouldn't get that sensory impact, right?
Right.
They wouldn't get that, okay, we're in black and white now.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose in the whole, with the sensory thing, if we wanted to go, in addition to the black and white, we could also use sound something, right? They could be sitting in front of an old computer listening to some old,
yes,
whatever, radio or something.
Or even
mono or whatever, and then the
yeah,
music
the old
becomes
the
nice.
Old tone music.
Right.
Yes, I just downloaded. I just started playing The Bard's Tale again, mm-hmm, from like 1985, mm-hmm, and it's exactly like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So how are we gonna?
So I don't know. I mean, I like that. I guess I like this idea as far as an ad goes, because it doesn't target specific, I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, just like the Macintosh ads didn't really...
Right.
I mean, we know who makes best use of an iMac.
Right.
Yet that group was not specifically...
Right.
Well, the good thing on this is that we we might even know all the groups, maybe. I mean, we it took us at least 5 to 10 minutes to find out that gaming is a good target group.
Yeah.
So maybe there are more we just didn't think of.
Right.
But how do we present that? I mean, if we stick with this idea, how do we present it? Do we present two pictures, or do we just tell the story, or do we play it?
I think that's what we do. I think we take that sketchbook and make like a mock-up of a two-page ad and find some way to make half of it smell. Run popcorn in it or something, I don't know.
So you're saying we do two pictures, one in black and white and the other one in colors?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
What are the pictures of?
So I guess one picture would be of a person sitting in front of an antiquated piece of equipment, you know, black and white, gray pants, white shirt, thin black tie, perhaps horn-rimmed glasses. This is hard, getting hard to draw.
Yeah, do we have the ability to draw that?
Yeah, no, of course not. And the next picture is, you know, a similar scene with an obviously better piece of equipment, with a, you know, wow. Shit, we can go on the web and get pictures like this, can't we?
Sorry?
We can get onto the web and download these pictures. On a history of computing site, we could have somebody sitting in front of ENIAC for one.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we should start looking for some of those. But the second picture in color, nicer, more modern-looking computer.
I would say
people obviously having a better time, younger.
Three people maybe.
Yes.
Having fun together in front
and
of
then
the
we
computer.
Rub some interesting smell into the page.
It seems more like a commercial for, like, the iMac itself. It's going from, like, a beige computer to a colored one.
Well,
it doesn't really convey.
If you have to make the eye, you'd have to make the eye smell
device
prominent.
Prominent in the picture.
And
I don't think it quite says what the product does.
We don't care what the product does. We just want people to buy it, right?
Right. Well,
no, it's
if you
not
buy
that
this
easy.
Product, your life becomes a party, right? That's what most advertising is.
Yes.
But I don't know. It seems like the general or usual computer user is more clever than that.
Well, they buy Windows. I mean, sorry.
Well, you mean it's just so simple to say it's this black and white? Without I smell, it's boring, and with I smell, it's fantastic world.
I think that's like a advertising trap. I think that's like the easy way out.
Okay.
I think that we could come up with something more clever that appeals to, I don't know.
Well.
But I mean, the critical thing, as I said before, the critical thing with this is that we can't let the user experience how it is with the eye smell because we don't have the smell.
Right.
We don't.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. That's the reason we want to go for print rather than some other medium, right? So that's. You know, but that doesn't say what we're going to do. It just says what medium we're going to do it in, right? So, I don't know. What would you suggest then?
Well, I think whatever advertisement we do is going to have to be more based on. It can still be really generic and really simple, and targeted not to any specific group necessarily, but. I don't know. I think something filled with at least slight humor would be good since it's kind of a ridiculous product and people are gonna realize that. And also something that has to do with smell, not just like this is a new piece of equipment. It's newer and it's good and better. But you know, that doesn't really say anything about what how your experience is going to be different. And I think that the like black and white to color idea is good, but we would have to like to show it in pictures since we can't like necessarily project smells through TV or whatever, but I think there has to be something more to the act of smelling in the advertisement as opposed to just like making the page itself smell.
So okay, so how about two people chatting? So without, I mean, they don't see each other, they chatting. A woman and a man.
Get a load of this.
And yes. He looks just awful, just out of the bed, not washed, really stinky, and three days beard. And she just told him that she bought an eye smell. And then you see the next picture, and he's really nicely dressed and perfumed and whatever. So he looks really great and smells better. What about that? No?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, projecting a false identity, I guess, is a common goal for chat room users, right? So
mm-hmm.
This helps. I don't know. Is that too subtle? Is the chat room user market too small? Do most people find them strange and not want to be like them? I mean...
You mean that would just sell the story to a small group of people? Or?
I don't know. I don't know how many people use their PCs for the purpose of, you know, chat. I mean, you see people. I mean, chat rooms are used to sell a lot of things now, right? Like the digital cable versus dish ads, where a woman is, you know, being chatted up by this guy over the chat room. She finds out he has a dish and says, well, that's, you know, that's enough of you. I don't know. So, I mean, people have used that motif before, but I don't know if it's, I don't know.
Is there a famous game you can play over the internet, maybe, so that
name that smell. No.
Huh? So that we can do the same story, but with
I can name that
again.
Smell in 5 particles per billion. I can name that smell in 4. Name that smell. I don't know.
We should try to come up with some kind of slogan.
Some kind of hook, yes.
Because it's easy to, like, insert that into some kind of setting. Or
it's easy to build an ad around it.
Yeah.
You mean first the slogan, then the ad?
Yeah.
Why not?
Possibly.
What do you want to smell today? smell what you've been missing.
Do you smell something?
Do you smell what's cooking? If we want the wrestling audience.
Does the wrestling audience buy computers?
Yes, for the specific purpose of watching WWF Raw in MPEG format.
Oh my god.
The wrestling audience is like, you know, young males, right?
So yeah. This is very close to the gaming audience.
Get The Rock to be the spokesperson.
Yes, that's all we need to do.
What was it?
I said, get The Rock to be the spokesperson. That's a very targeted ad. But
very targeted. Okay, so we're halfway finished, of course. Yeah, so slogans. Anybody else? Have a catchy tune. Well, gee, look at this. Crayola has already done it.
Do we have color and smell markers in here?
Mm. No, we don't, unfortunately. What's that you smell?
How about, like, can you smell? Can you tell? Can you smell?
Smell me? I don't know.
Smell me?
Have you all?
That's great.
Just smell it? No, that's a bit stupid. Unless you specifically want to target, 29 through 34-year-olds. Gee, that stinks.
Smell.
Gee, that smells.
How is it? McDonald's has come and see you. What is it?
Smell you later.
Come and see you smile. And can we see you smell?
Scent of a website.
Have you all seen Clue?
No. Follows the game roughly, right?
Well, I guess, but...
I mean, it's based on the game.
The movie's much better, but there's this... Every time a guest walks into the house in the movie, they... I think someone in the beginning had stepped in dog shit because there's, like, these guard dogs out front of the house. And so every time someone comes in, they think that they smell it and they check their shoes. And so there's all these scenes that you could, like, cut out of the film and just of people going, like... And for some reason, I just had this, like, idea of, like, just shots of, like, I don't know how many other movies have shots of people sniffing the air, but...
Blazing Saddles. Anybody?
What's
anybody
that?
Know the specific scene in Blazing Saddles? Dan knows the scene in Blazing Saddles that I'm talking about. There's sniffing of the air in Blazing Saddles. Let's just leave it at that. There's a guy waving his hat, you know, as if to evacuate said smell. Mm. No, yeah, so that might be, I think that's a good idea. So we can... If we can find some of these photos quickly on the web.
Or we can just pitch it as a concept, if that's okay with them.
Vicky? Vicky? Actual ad or concept?
Prefer the actual ad, okay. But
we just
can't do that.
That's fine. We'll try to find it then. So yeah, so if we were to do that, there'd be, you know, minor layout issues, but I bet we could, you know, I don't think that would be much of a problem.
I was thinking
you could put like the thing in the middle and then around the outside. Or...
Yeah, that could work. It could be a commercial also. It might be conveyed easier through that medium.
But how can you then connect that to that it's a computer device?
Well, you hook it up to the computer. And then you need a lot of...
You've got your, like, cuts of people sniffing the air all in a series, and then the last shot is whatever the logo and the slogan is and a picture of the product.
What about pluck and smell?
Do you smell that?
It stinks.
What the hell stinks? I don't know. What the hell stinks? I smell.
No.
Well, I don't know. I think you can sell quite a few of these with exactly that slogan.
I mean, if they're just sniffing, then I would say it's through the commercial without any tone.
Sure. Why not?
And then just write something.
Okay, so here's what we can do then. We can, if we don't have, I mean, it's going to be tough to actually film this thing, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So we can put together like a flip book
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can find pictures of people sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
Such.
I don't know, filming, if all we're doing is people sniffing, we could just walk around the lab. Can you just smell the air first? And then just draw a picture on the board and film it for a while.
Well, why not?
At least it's a
do we have cameras that we can use?
Hey, Vicky, you got cameras we can use? You got cameras we can use if we want to make a commercial?
No. Super.
But I mean, like, we can take them around the lab.
Or...
Yeah, I'm going to move around. Just take one of these cameras.
Okay.
Okay. So... people smell. Actually, we could probably, I bet we can, so if we want a device, we can grab a speaker and wrap it in paper and
right.
paint it blue. Just like that.
Oh, we still need a slogan.
We still need a slogan and, you know.
We still have to convince people that, like, so this sort of shows them. This shows them what it does, but it doesn't give any sort of motivation to buy it other than, and granted that, you know, most people.
Yeah, why don't we, I mean, why don't
it basically shows what it does, but doesn't imply that there's any good reason to have it other than, you know, you want to smell your computer.
But there is no good reason to have it. That's the
well,
whole thing.
No. Exactly.
No,
that's
no,
why
no,
you
no.
need commercials, right?
Hold on. No, that's really stupid. I mean, we're sitting here to do an advertisement, so we have to, I mean... if we say there's no reason to sell or to buy it...
Well, we're not going
to
tell them that.
Yeah, but...
but you have to
how
at least
often
imply
do you think
that
advertisers actually want their product?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be good if we are in the mood.
But most commercials at least imply
really
that it would be a good thing to have.
Well, yeah, sort of. Well, most of them do, yes. Sprite actually had the anti-ad campaign, right?
Right.
It was sort of an anti-ad, right? It said, you know, you should not drink...
don't drink Sprite because
Sprite
famous people drink it.
Because famous people drink it. Yes.
Obey your thirst.
Yes. Obey your nose.
Know your nose.
What the hell stinks? I smell. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who would buy something.
Who are the judges?
Celine's
and Vicky and...
Vicky and somebody else.
But I agree with Chad that the whole idea about why would I buy this eye smell that gets lost if we just have people sniffing. To me, the relationship, or what is it, the connection to the computer gets lost if we just have people.
So the final
the final thing, you know, if you have everybody sniffing, you have like whatever, half a dozen people sniffing the air or whatever.
Well,
the final scene is everybody standing around.
These what are, you know, these roses smell great, or, you know, whatever, you know, something.
Right.
Something as simple as that, you know, on a flower website. Wow, these flowers smell great.
Yeah.
What the hell stinks? I smell. I'm sorry.
What about we smell? So that they all stand together than in say we smell.
Yeah, well, I like that less, to be honest. I think any slogan should be delivered in big white letters on black background or vice versa after the live action. That might be my own silly sensibility, but
I agree with that.
Yeah, so I was basically going to say, like, we have a few people spent, you know, sniffing the air, whatever. A quick shot of the whole group.
Everybody
standing around somebody's computer.
With this eye
with
smell
the
prominent.
Eye smell, yeah, the eye smell prominent. And then flash up whatever the slogan.
Okay.
The slogan and the...
Well, okay, that's fine. Does everybody like that?
Mm-hmm, that's okay.
Yeah? Okay, so what do we need to do? We need to make a wrapper for the eye smell.
Right.
From that book of sketch paper, which I have the talent to do.
Do you have a neon blue?
I have a bright blue.
Okay, so then we need some people.
Big enough to wrap around.
No, I meant the ice. How big is the ice melt?
Oh, how about, well, what's a good device?
A loudspeaker.
A nice shaped device.
Well, you know, if we just took the top off the overhead projector, that fits just right.
Yeah.
To brief people to come in and smell?
Yeah, I guess so.
And we can put it maybe in front of this one? Of pancake, yeah.
Yeah, or pancake or Pladium. Pladium's pretty empty, or that one over there.
Okay.
It doesn't have to
the
be
only thing that would be, depending on what we want. That would be another thing. We can't do it in this short-lived commercial, but is if we had, you know, basically like background scenes for, like, while people are smelling, that would, you know, imply what they were smelling.
Well, we can actually do a tight shot of the screen, I think.
Oh, yeah, that might work. This is just a concept anyway, right? Not the final product.
And what if, just like a slight modification, when people are smelling, it's if the scene is supposed to be they're all standing around each other, and maybe they're kind of, as they're sniffing the air, they're looking around, they're kind of looking at each other, but no one wants to say anything about this mysterious smell, and then by the end,
yes,
you find out, oh, it's just coming from the computer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there'd be some humor in
it. So that means people, maybe we have two or
this
three
new
people entering the room,
yeah,
and if, like you said, yeah, when in this movie, we have two meeting each other in the middle of the lab.
And there's our browser looking at the flowers.
Yeah.
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 Or whatever.
Not flowers, maybe something.
Yeah,
pig
so
farm.
One or two people come in the door.
Yeah.
A couple people meet in the middle of the lab.
Yeah.
And then everybody's clustered around. At the end, everybody's clustered around.
Yeah. I like that.
Like they come in, they smell, figure out where it's coming from, and then, you know, like we don't see where they go, but they just sort of, and then they have a sense of, you know.
So I would say we need four people then, two entering the room and have the smell independently, and two meeting in the middle of the lab, and then all the four meet at the computer.
And then there's a fifth person sitting in front of the computer.
Yeah.
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 So does this have some sort of, yeah, I guess we need to paint like a grill on it or something.
Yeah.
For the smell emitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to be our star?
Do you want to volunteer for playing with us? So
oh, no,
playing
no, no,
one
no.
of those?
Oh, no, no, no.
Dan's not on the other team.
Yeah, yes, Dan will be the one
see,
sitting
not,
in front
not very
of the computer.
Because they're going to know exactly what we did.
That's
Dan?
Right.
Do you have time?
No, Dan can't be on our commercial. He's on the other team.
He's on the other team.
Oh, he's in the other team? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Oh, you're spying.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, that's an unfair advantage, Vicky.
Okay, so you're playing with us, huh? Right, maybe in 10 minutes or something. We need to finish in a few minutes.
About 15, I guess we've got, I think.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Vicky, how much time do we have left? 16
minutes. Okay, so we are four and he's the fifth one, so we don't need more than that. So we are five people if you're playing with us.
Okay,
great.
Slogan?
Slogan, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we need a slogan.
What is it?
What was yours? What the hell is...
What the hell stinks.
What the hell stinks. Well, that... I mean, that's...
I would buy anything that was advertised with that phrase.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps that's just me.
Yeah, no, it's a negative thing.
Perhaps I'm not well.
What the hell smells? What the hell smells?
Mm. What do you want to smell today?
That's too close to this.
Yeah. Something
why not
smells.
Just I smell?
Something smells.
Or just no slogan and we just bring then the...
I smell.
Huh?
Just the I smell.
Just the I smell, yeah.
I smell in big brick letters.
In what?
Big letters, big brick-like letters.
Yeah, why not?
Do you smell that?
Did you get that song or something? You know, can you smell that smell? Or
we're doing a meeting that's...
Can't you smell that smell? Actually, that's
a very
iMac-like thing to do, isn't it?
That's the whole story about. And we're doing two different...
I don't even know who sings it.
Yeah, I don't know
commercial
either.
Commercial for one product, two groups, and
we
then
could say that's playing
the best
the
group gets a pizza.
Buy the rights to the song, you know.
Good enough, just use this is not the important part.
No, the
actually, it's probably in the public domain by now.
Probably. I'll go start looking for the song.
Just sit in front of the computer and have just
oh, except for
one,
I can't take my
one web page.
Can't take the mic off, right?
And you will have a device.
I took the mic off.
Okay.
Beside the computer.
Hey,
that
Vicky.
Smells.
Can I take the mic off if I have to go look for something on the web? Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't smell like it's supposed to smell. So, what was the slogan? No slogan, or just I smell in neon letters or black letters? What about neon letters? Neon on white. The same color like the device. Is that okay?
I would. Prefer it just. I would prefer just black letters, but that's, you know, I'm not married to that idea.
What?
I won't insist upon it, but I would prefer black letters.
Is it? Do you think it's just more clear?
Because it's more simplistic.
What do you think?
Either way.
Chad? Oh. Would you prefer this at the very end the logo written black on white or neon on white?
I would say the logo black on white was the thing, the only color in the head.
Okay.
In the
shot. Right,
yeah. Okay, so
we can do that right on the smart board, I think.
Okay. So two people. Okay, then let's do it black.
So what is this thing just now?
It's supposed to be a device that allows smells to be transmitted over the internet to your computer. The question, why would we want such a thing, is a little tricky.
So, and we're choosing really clear letters?
Yes. Like, you know, Roman serif type letters.
Serif?
Yeah.
Sans serif.
No, with serif.
Oh.
Little I, big S.
Yeah. And then you're sitting in front of Palladium, or you're sitting... Chad, are you preparing something for the...
Yeah, we're
so we're sitting then in front of the Palladium.
Sure, yeah, for the
okay.
Yeah, we'll sit here.
Okay.
Precisely where there are no chairs.
What kind of web page do we
want? Flowers. FTD.com.
Yeah.
One of their nice floral arrangements.
We've actually got a humorous website put up for essentially what we're making a commercial point. second link, if I type in Can You Smell That Smell, and the second link was a fake website for that.
Fantastic. I love Google, or whatever you used. Or I'd buy it for $29.
Beautiful.
I suppose I should write the name on this thing. Shit.
I'm just thinking whether I will make it or not. No, I won't. Is this kind of style okay or different? What do you think?
I think it looks okay.
Smaller. Sorry.
I'm just thinking about the original purpose of this recording. This recording's voice, and everybody's really busy with drawing and looking. And
well, we're being recorded on video as well. I mean,
yeah, at least you.
At least me.
So I smell the name of the product?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There it is. Only $30.
Oh, that's good value.
Oh, do you want to buy one?
Well,
I don't need one. I can smell on my own.
Yes, but you can't smell over the internet.
Okay.
Can you smell the flowers on the internet?
No flowers to be seen.
Oh, there's flowers. I'm trying to find that. It was cute with Skinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That smell is the name
of the song. That's shocking. I never would have guessed.
You guys only have a few minutes left.
Okay.
Should I just stop recording and you guys can video your advertisement after that?
Sure.
Oh. I'll stop the recording in a few
minutes. Do you need a board?
We'll wait for the next group before they come in so you guys have done everything.
Of course, it's about, you know, those, like, pink webs and green, the smell of death around
you. It's okay.
So should we try to record it in this few minutes, or?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that we need six people because we want to have five playing the people, and we need one for doing the video.
We're gonna fit five people around that table.
Yeah, I mean, well then let's do it on the Patrician or Paprika.
Sure.
Oh, we have just one going through the door and have the smell, and then need two people in the lab, and then have four people around the computer, and one is doing the video.
And then, you know, and then just know, I mean, there are going to be multiple products.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So who's doing the video? Yeah, you like that?
Okay, great.
And then...
I'm going to start the stuff that everybody has.